This is Double Take, critical, sometimes confrontational, always amusing conversations about movies. Double Take is a Cinema Classics production produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Double Take.
It is.
Is Hugh Jackman one for the ages?
Or is he aged?
Or is he aged?
You know, that's a great way of putting it. We were going to look at him and then a little bit about middle-aged actors, but that's a great question. I'm not sure he is. I don't see him as an actor of range. I see his stature. I see his iconic kind of blades of hands and so on.
Blades of hands.
Yes.
A.K.A. Wolverine.
Got it, right.
His long stint as that.
Yeah, yeah. And I see that in the whatever that superhero canon is, I see him having a strong place there.
Yeah.
But among our great memorable actors, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I at once completely agree with you. But in other ways, I have to disagree.
Okay.
Few stars, and he is a star.
Yeah.
Few stars of his caliber are as... Here's the thing. It's a weird... He straddles this line of capability, like he's a capable actor. But you're right. His range is somewhat limited. In that range, I think he does fairly well. He acquits himself usually pretty nicely,
yeah.
If not always terribly memorably. On the other hand, he is exceedingly likable. Mm-hmm. There's something supremely charming about this guy who has specifically made his name and his mark on the industry as this gruff, ultra-violent superhero. And yet... is a dancer, a musical performer. You know, this sort of outlying reputation he has as a Broadway musical theater star. It's a really fascinating balance.
I know it is.
So I do really enjoy watching Hugh Jackman work. It's just not always an enjoyable experience because of the movie season.
Yeah, and Reminiscence recently being the best example that we have so far of where it goes down.
I haven't seen this movie.
I
can't muster up any good reason to see it.
You don't want to waste your time.
I've seen it. It's one of those movies that, you know, this doesn't always happen, but I saw the trailer and I felt the trailer was too long.
It's a hot mess. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I will always remember Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah.
Who also could dance and sing.
And play tough guys.
But yet he's memorable. And I realize he's won the Oscar. So he's, you know, that our boy hasn't yet won an Oscar.
Yeah.
So, but, and then I'm thinking of somebody else who's memorable, whose range is not terrific, Bogey.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Right. It's like a, you know, like a very specific, like an athlete. You know, when you watch the Olympics. You see these athletes who are there's so many Olympic sports where the skill set is drilled down to this very hyper specific, range, right? Like a pole vault.
Sure.
I guess that's what we're talking about, right? Actors who are pole vaulters, who are really great at this very specific thing.
Yes, and whose affection is won. From us by being even more than charming.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, that screen presence.
So we've talked about this too recently, I think, Denzel Washington.
Good one.
Who's coming, he's on the tail end of middle-aged.
I know, and I've got him on my list. Okay. Very good.
He's at the tail end of middle-aged, but we have seen Denzel, we often consider, not just us, you know, he's considered one of the premier actors of his generation. And yet, he has done so few roles that really tax his range.
Yes.
You know, in the way like Daniel Day-Lewis can turn
up.
Yes,
these are great examples. Yeah. And you're right. Has he given us yet the performance to be remembered forever?
And will he?
And will he?
Does
right?
he care enough?
No, he doesn't. Now, what about, how do you put in middle-aged Brad Pitt?
Yeah, see... I love this conversation because it seems like, you know, if we were having this conversation in the 70s or the 80s even, we'd be talking about older guys. These guys would not be considered middle-aged. I don't think they'd be, you know, 50 back in 1984 was a lot different than 50 in 2021, right?
Yep.
So Brad Pitt, it's just funny to think of him and even Leonardo DiCaprio as middle-aged guys.
Gosh, yeah, right. Yeah,
you know, here's the other thing you don't think of when we talk about middle-aged, but guys like The Rock and Jason Momoa, those guys are in their 40s, pushing 50. They're middle-aged.
Yeah. Well, how about Matt Damon?
Yes. And Ben Affleck.
Who just turned 50.
Yeah, middle-aged guys.
Yeah. So does Damon have it for us to remember 20, 30 years from now?
You know, you asked the wrong guy because I don't like Matt Damon very much.
Okay, how about Ben Affleck?
I don't like him very much. No, you know, in the right roles, these guys are, again, just like Hugh Jackman, they get the job done. I don't necessarily remember, you know, they're not the kind of actors like Jack Nicholson or De Niro where it gets in, this is going up. They're not like actors like Nicholson or De Niro where you're going to remember, where they're going to sear through the narrative that's happening on screen and forever mark your brain with, are you talking to me? Or, you know,
I agree with you.
Here's Johnny. That's just never going to happen with those guys.
I'm looking at my list and it doesn't have one guy that qualifies. Let me see here. Well, there are two that we're going to be discussing recently. One would be Michael Keaton, as to whether he stands up as a middle-aged guy.
Yeah.
And Nicolas Cage is the other one. Otherwise, the rest of them are just really...
Well, I think both of those guys you just named, we will always remember. I mean, Michael Keaton, and I'm really looking forward to a conversation about him next week. But Michael Keaton has carved out a very interesting career with a lot of valleys.
Uh-huh.
Maybe more valleys than peaks, but a couple of the peaks are historic.
Well, and you're right. There, as I'm looking at my list, I don't see, well, Denzel does, anybody else who has an Oscar. And in my list.
Pitt, he just won the Oscar.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
Denzel
very
won
good.
The
Thank
Oscar.
You. Yeah.
Yep. What about Clooney?
Yeah, I did.
It's a very male-centric conversation.
Well, we started with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, right.
So
focusing on men.
We are focusing on the men.
Okay.
And in fact, implied in this is the fact that women are on the ascendant.
Yes.
I think we were.
And, you know, historically speaking, so few great parts for middle-aged women.
Yeah, yeah.
I just recently rewatched Thelma and Louise, by the way.
Oh!
And maybe one of the great middle-aged performances of all time is Susan Sarandon in that film.
Yes, she is. And groundbreaking in a movie for the feminist movement. That's a really good choice.
Anyway, we'll have to talk about...
I know, yeah.
You
know,
the distaff version, as you might
say.
Yeah,
we would. All right, so now I'm not feeling great here about our discussion. I think this is a downer.
Yeah?
I do, because even though we're throwing in an Oscar or two here or there, we've got some prominent current actors whom we're not predicting long-lasting. That is, in the next 40 or 50...
Talking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're.
Are we... Oh. Do you want this as a part of...
We're extending. Remember, now we're going...
Yeah, I just didn't know if you were addressing me.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, go ahead.
So... So I want to look back at my list here and rethink this.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
Liam Neeson.
Old. He's no longer middle-aged.
Get out. Did he turn 70?
That would be the cutoff point,
I think
right,
so.
For
yeah,
middle-aged. I would
so.
Even say 65. We should start cutting it off.
All right.
You're talking about
he's
seniors
out.
At that
I just threw him out.
Okay.
He's not even on my list
no
anymore.
No longer part of this conversation, nor would Bruce Willis be.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, still middle-aged.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for this comeback to get into full swing. Else you got?
All right. And I do have Colin Firth.
What a drag that guy.
He doesn't jump out, does he?
No, he doesn't. He jumps back.
He does.
It's interesting that so many people love that guy. And he's had continues to have a fairly prominent career. And I really just think he's a bore.
Well, he's so low-key. He underplays everything.
He's no-key.
I know he is. Well, here's high-key, I think.
Yeah.
Although he is low-key. And he's certainly, he's not.
You're going to say Tom Hiddleston. He is low-key.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. I'm thinking of Jason Statham.
Yeah, another one of these action guys that are middle-aged.
Yeah.
Most recently seen in Wrath of Man. Did you like that?
Yeah, I did. I like all of his stuff. Yeah, are you kidding? There's nothing to
it. He's fun to watch.
I know. I wonder if he doesn't get a role that will get him into the Bogart range.
No, he won't. I think he missed his moment. Mm-hmm. There was a brief moment, I think, when Jason Statham was in that the Melissa McCarthy movie Spy, mm-hmm. where he really showed off his comic chops.
Yeah, very good.
And poked fun at his own image. And I felt right then at that moment we could have seen a Jason Statham renaissance, and it never quite happened.
Yep.
So the guy seems perfectly content in these mid-range action budget movies.
But he may get his role. Well, I've got one that I'd like you to consider, and I think it may be a favorable consideration over the long haul.
Okay.
Mads Mikkelsen.
I love Mads Mikkelsen.
I know. That's why I say it.
Mads Mikkelsen is maybe the greatest middle-aged actor working right now.
Hooray.
And I say this because of the sheer breadth and scope of his global output. This is a guy that shows up in Hollywood, cranks out a great part or two here, and then goes overseas back home to Denmark and makes these really thought-provoking smaller films. His last movie, Riders of Justice, terrible title. One of the great movies of the past 2 years.
Yeah. And what's the another round, is it?
Another Round, which won Best Oscar
and
foreign film.
For which, if there had been an ability to nominate an actor for that category, he would have been in there.
Yeah. I love that guy. And he's so compelling to just look at. Not only look at his facial features or the persona that his face carves out on screen, but what he does with it. Talk about a guy, too, with a specific range. Right?
And do you think... Now, here's where I think he has a role coming somewhere, sometime, that will get him into that memorable category. I think right now he's the top of the pack for us, for middle age.
Got it.
So is he going to get that role?
That is such a good question because the energy that he gives off is not star energy. You know what I mean? He's not going to like – now, he can do emotions. He can calibrate his emotions to powerful effect. But I wouldn't say he's necessarily explosive or dynamic on screen. He seems to be operating at this kind of like vibrating level of intensity that is just consistently compelling.
Okay.
You can't take your eyes off of him, but you're not sure why. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's hard to articulate on the fly. Yeah. What makes Mads Mikkelsen a great star?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a terrific face, so unusual and memorable. And he plays his stuff, underplays a lot. He does much with his eyes. You're right. He's a powerful presence, difficult to define. But I think he's waiting. I wonder if we could go back to one.
Please.
All right?
Go wherever you want.
I'd like to go back to Nick Cage.
Okay.
Because Nick just muddies it all up with these junk movies that he makes.
He does. He does muddy it up. I think, though, we all know why he's doing that.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's the saving grace. We all know Nicolas Cage is a wacko in financial straits. And so this explains away the last 10 years or so of his filmography. That's fine as long as he continues to give us works like Color Out of Space, Pig,
I think, yes.
There's another one, too, that he did recently that's escaping me. That's really good.
Well,
Mandy.
He starts out with Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, no, he doesn't start out with Leaving
Las
Vegas.
Well, I mean, starting
he
out
starts out in the 80s with Raising Arizona, Birdie, This guy made his Moonstruck. I mean, these are the eight. This guy burst onto the scene. Peggy Sue got married. He's got four or five great movies out of the gate.
And
then becomes a legit bankable movie star in the 90s, wins an Oscar with Leaving Las Vegas.
Yes, yes.
And then, you know, I mean, even up until the 2000s when he had the National Treasure franchise going for him, he was riding high for quite a few years before he tipped over. Now, I know a lot of people like to dismiss him as an enjoyably hammy actor. Like, you know, today's younger audiences, I think, look at him as an ironic sort of persona or presence on screen. But I think that does him a terrible disservice, because even when he's at his hammiest, I defy other actors to try to duplicate what he does. They can't.
And I think there's another role waiting for him. I think of all that we have discussed, he is the one with the most potential because he tries so much. And when he gets something really good, like Pig or Las Vegas,
I agree with you.
He shines.
I agree with you totally, because I think he approaches this as an art. Even though he's selling himself out.
Yes, I know he is.
I do believe that he thinks what he's doing is art, and he will keep searching for the thing that we'll never forget.
You're going on a journey. A journey through memory. All you have to do is follow my voice.